With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Forever Dog.
Hello, Adventuricateers! The episode you're about to hear was recorded over Zoom and live-streamed on the internet in the not-so-distant past. It's just one of many stay-at-home live streams available right now on your Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast feed. But if you want access to the complete Thrilling Adventure Hour, that's the entire back catalog, plus bonus content, plus live streams not yet available here, plus complete libraries of classic segments in case you've ever wanted to listen to the complete Sparks Nevada in order and uninterrupted, or the complete Beyond Belief, the complete Captain Laserbeam, the complete Chrono Patrol Extended Universe, etc., etc., etc. All of that is available on Patreon for the low, low monthly price of $5. Patreon gives you a members-only RSS feed that can be plugged into your podcast player of choice for easy listening, and then you're off and running. Your Patreon membership not only gives you access to all that amazing content, it also helps us to keep doing the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you. And now, on with the show. To sign up for the Thrilling Adventure Hour Patreon, just go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. That's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour.
Time upon a once there was a man who traveled forth and back through time called Colonel Tick-Tock.
Tick-Tock,
that's me.
Searching every when and wherefore, who knows what he'll find out with the help of a clever trick clock.
That's
trick
me.
Clock.
Using every hole and portal, Colonel Tick-Tock will transport till he has battled every baddie that he needs to on the way.
I will.
Once was man there time a travel day, him called Colonel Tick-Tock.
Tick-Tock. Searching round for this and that and with clever, he's a long Tick-Tock.
Tick-Tock.
Fluxing every alley from the lowest chrono valley to the upper, inner, outer, other, other, everywhere. Tick-tock, colonel, all round travel time.
Tick-tock, trick clock, him stuff, helping is fun.
Tick-tock, tick stuff, clock. Trick clock, time stuff, colonel, tick-tock.
Past, the present, the future. These elements make up time as we know it. But time as we know it is in peril. The timeline is under constant siege by enemies of chronological order, like forward thinkers, time arsonists, and temporal surgeons, as well as natural disasters such as second sight, month slides, and year aches.
Only Her Majesty's Chronological Patrol stands between time stability and utter chaos. And one man is the pride of the Royal Chrono Patrol, standing sentry over every century. Armed with his trick clock and his sense of duty, he makes history happen on schedule. His name is Colonel Tick-Tock.
Our story finds the courtly colonel speeding through a time hole on his way to 18th century Venice. But why?
Find out right now.
Ah, there you are, Giacomo Casanova. I've come all the way to 18th century Venice to find you.
Buongiorno. I was just relaxing after a morning spent a lover-making with so many women a wall to a wall.
As you know, Casanova, my life is simply fraught with danger. One never knows what skills will prove necessary in defense of queen, country, and timeline. As such, I task myself with learning skills from those throughout history who are their masters.
Like the Batman of a history.
Precisely. So I have come in hopes that you, the greatest lover in all the annals of history, will teach me all that you know.
You want me to teach you?
Yes.
How to make romance.
Oh, yes.
With a woman.
Or sure, whatever.
It may take a while, and I know a lot.
It will take even longer than a while, darling. I can be a rather poor student if I put my mind to it.
Alarm! Alarm! Colonel, I have an incoming communication from Queen Victoria.
Dratting criminy!
Talking a time apiece, a jumping a spaghettis.
Yes, yes, bear with us. That's my trick clock. With dazzling timing, I'll add.
Timing is the name of my game, Colonel. And that game means business. And business is no good, I'm afraid. Activating holographic interface.
Greetings, Colonel.
Mozzarella Bambino. Who is this spicy meatball who come like the moon in the sky out of your wrist clock?
You must be Casanova. We presumed you would not be quite so short, though that does explain much, does it not?
I may look short, but where it counts, I am so very tall.
Frightfully sorry to interrupt what one presumes must be a fact-finding mission, Carol.
Was near to being, Mum.
Nonetheless, you are needed in the Bronze Age, Carol. Rather, a key soldier has contracted a serious chronological ailment, a precognitive influenza.
The deja flu.
Oh, you don't want that.
We shall not tolerate an outbreak, Carol. We do frown upon an epidemic.
As it should be. The forever mumps nearly made a dog's dinner out of every win from the dawn of man to the age of enlightenment.
Without proper containment, it could spread throughout the sands of time and become a spandemic.
Ooh. A mamma marinara!
I shall cure the afflicted soldier and see that everything proceeds as it should. I'll just say goodbye to Casanova and be on my way.
Say goodbye to him after you've set things right.
Yes, Mum. Setting trick clock now.
That tickles.
Jolly good show someone's getting tickled.
Do be quick, Colonel.
If I am not, actually, I shall seem it for certain, Your Majesty. Casanova, I shall return before you even realize I have gone.
Okay, spaghetti.
Meanwhile, in Troy, during the Bronze Age.
Hey, anyone home? I got a delivery.
Delivery for who?
Says here, any Trojan? Is this Troj?
It's Troy.
Oh, sorry to bother you then.
No, you're in the right place. Citizens of Troy are called Trojans.
Why?
Mystery. The Greek language is all English to me, frankly.
Okay. Anyway, sign for this?
Whoo, that's a big horse. Just a big wooden horse is what that is. That's real big.
Yeah, real wooden too, buddy. Ain't got all day. You want it or not?
Well, who's it from? Not that I'm looking a gift horse in the mouth.
What?
Right. We don't have that expression yet. Never mind.
Don't have that expression yet? What?
Not for about 1,500 years. Sorry, I caught a cold, and I can remember the future a little bit. If I don't get better soon, I might run for Oracle.
Okay, horse, though. Gift from Greece, so.
Wait. Greece? Like Greece? Like Greece who we're at war with?
Yeah, according to the card, which is regular sized.
A gift? That is uncharacteristically nice of them.
Okay, do you want this giant wooden horse or not? Okay.
Horse that size, presuming it's hollow, and you know, why would you presume otherwise, could fit, what, about 40 guys inside?
Guys inside? Why would you even bring that up?
It's just how I measure stuff.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to measure horses in hands.
Well, if there's two hands and every guy that'd go in there, I bet it'd hold 80 hands, 40 guys.
Okay, 39. It'd be 40 if Diomedes would lay off the heroes.
All right. Hey, yeah. Unrelated, how big are your squadrons? Around 40 guys?
Yeah, 39, 40, yeah. 41 counting me.
Yeah, I think we're good on giant hollow wooden horses from our enemies in Greece, more or less the size of one of their squadrons.
Do you want me to just bring this back then? Because you're going to look like ingrates.
My cross to bear, I suppose.
What?
Oh, right. That expression doesn't exist yet either. Just give it 1,200 years.
Don't go just yet, you gift-bearing Greek.
Who in the world are you?
Colonel TikTok, I somehow presume.
Oh my, you must be the patient.
Analysis. He has reached an advanced state of influenza.
You know about this cold?
Quite dire, I'm afraid.
I don't want to die.
You will, unless we can cure you. Can we cure him, TikTok?
Unable to generate cure, Colonel.
What's the rate of outbreak?
By this time tomorrow and yesterday, a ninth of the population will have it and have had it. By the same time, 2 days from now and 2 days ago, the entire population will contract and have contracted it, a ninth of them twice.
Why, the paradoxes alone will themselves be paradoxes, unless...
There's barely time, Colonel.
There's always time, TikTok. I shall reach into the very heart of time herself.
This I gotta see.
I want to see too.
Me too, but I guess it's never. Forget it.
Activating Timulum engine.
The heart of time.
It's beautiful.
So beautiful.
What's it look like? Never mind, just paint it on an urn for me later.
Don't get too near, darlings. The heart of time is dead deadly. TikTok, extract the energy, please.
Extraction will engage the heart of time's defenses.
Then you'd better fetch me the Sword of Wednesdays.
But the Sword of Wednesdays is locked away by an unsolvable riddle. It isn't where it is, and it is where it isn't. Don't tell me you solved the riddle.
In my spare time, with time to spare, you will find the Sword of Wednesdays win outs, but on a Thursday.
Brilliant! And there it is. And now, here it is, Colonel, the Sword of Wednesdays.
Strong as all Wednesdays, past and future.
Yar! Colonel TikTok, we meet again.
Captain Hourglass. I respect your oath to protect the heart of time, but I simply must extract a cure for the deja vu, or the heart will be as doomed as we, all of us.
I cannot allow it. You must by force unsheath the heart's favor.
You know, Captain, we've more in common than we have out of common.
Quality of swordsmanship we have at equal measure.
Why does a pirate defend the heart of time?
Yeah, what's a pirate?
No time to answer the question. And time's up for you too, Captain.
Our melee of the blades may go on forever, so evenly matched are we. Blessed, you have somehow beaten me of cleverness.
I'm afraid I have utilized some proper English cunning. I needed merely to keep you entertained whilst my trick clock absorbed the energy we need. And now, with my respect, a good day.
Truly, there's no finer man upon whom I've laid my wrinkling eye.
And surely your limited depth perception makes more impressive your mastery of the cutlass.
Someday I'll have your guts for my garters, and I'll value them the more for this day remembered. Fare thee well, Colonel. I shall compose many shanties about your exploits.
You already have, Hourglass, darling. You already have.
Colonel Tick-Tock, I think it might be too late for me. I can't feel what time my legs are. Tell my wife something really nice and cool and smart and funny. No, 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 not funny. Something wry. Tell her something wry.
I shan't have to. Tick-Tock!
Administering cure.
I feel like I'm living in the present.
But only the present, correct?
Well, I mean, I have memories.
Cherish them. The cure has worked, but have we contained the spread? You there, do you remember us having this conversation?
The conversation we're currently having? No. I more have questions about it.
But you won't in a moment. Or with the chronologic malady inoculated against, allow me to unmoor its resultant actor from the scene.
Cause and effect, uncaused and unaffected, successfully without paradox, Colonel. We were never here.
Where'd that guy go?
I don't know. And which guy?
I don't know.
All that's left is to command your men at hand to about face Tick-Tock and watch from time shadows, making absolutely certain that Her Majesty's timeline is well and truly mended.
Rewinding.
Hey, anyone home? Got a delivery.
Delivery? For who?
Says here, any Trojan? Was this Troj?
You're in the right place, guy. Citizens of Troy are called Trojan. Who's it from?
The Greeks.
Those Greeks. Nice guys. Yeah. Taking time out of a war to give a gift? Come on! Especially a big gift like that? The size of a squadron of Greeks? Open the gate!
Oh my God, he went for it.
Yeah, just wheel her in. Yeah, there you go.
There you go indeed. Just let your murderers in, and I'll be all set.
Hey, you want to come in and see how much we like this gift?
Do I ever.
And I'll just watch you get murdered to make sure all is worked as always meant to.
Hey, everyone, come on in and see this great gift the Greeks gave us. But hey, leave all your weapons over there in the corner, okay? We don't want this thing to get scratched, you know? Say, why does this baby have a cork?
Yeah! Get him! Get him!
There is no way I could have foreseen this.
Tonight, we dine in hell!
That new place near the Parthenon?
Yeah, I heard good things. But first, let's do this thing.
Well, Colonel, another mended time stream to our credit.
All that's left is to command your men at hand to about face, Tick-Tock. Oops. Did I say that already? Well,
I believe you did, Colonel. But yes, we have mended that time stream as well. Again, oh, to good. Our credit.
Thank you, Tick-Tock. You're way ahead of me as always. I'm watching the battle.
I haven't the stomach for such things, and I hope never to.
Well, what can I say? I'm a military man once and future. Gripping bloodbath, just grisly.
I'm taking us out of here.
Present pooper, you. Very well. Back to whence we begun. To Casanova O'Clock. And that's another chronological aberration thwarted by the Royal Crota Patrol's very own Colonel Tick-Tock. That's me.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.